You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from the Dog Bowl in Berea. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Adam Kaplan with some interesting tweets just now on Twitter. It says, coaching source familiar with DeFilippo's offense ideas, he'll run wording verbiage systems similar to West Coast offense. And he says, countless coaches and execs who have worked with DeFilippo have raved about him. I think the hire is a home run for the Browns. This is Adam Kaplan, NFL analyst for ESPN and other mediums, saying that he believes that it is a home run hire for the Browns. So that's good.
You have to love that.
You got to like that. Positive.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Nothing wrong with that at all.
And I think also, too, is if you went with a more storied former offensive coordinator who's had their systems both, you know, succeed and fail, I think naturally because of the Browns' struggles over the past decade or 15 years, that a lot of the national media or those local analysts would say, oh, he's done good. But then, of course, like we always do, we focus on the bad and beat that into our fan base and leave very little optimism. And we have to, you know, wholeheartedly show up to First Energy Stadium and be proved otherwise, as opposed to say he's young, you know, he's got a huge upside and he's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, Adam Kaplan liking it, saying he thinks this is a home run hire for the Cleveland Browns, which would be great. The Browns need a home run hire, so that certainly is good there. We're going to try to track him down and maybe get him on the show later.
We need a home run draft
to expand it. We do need a home run draft as well, and I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to have happen with Mr. Ray Farmer and his great staff. All right, we said we were going to talk about Deflategate. It is Wednesday at 2. I know many of you are looking for hump day with KJ right now, and we are looking for it too, but apparently it's on bye week. It's a bye week for hump day with KJ, and we hope to have him back soon. What do you think, Gibbs?
I think it's tough. I don't know.
Gibbs says he's not. He doesn't know if this is going to be a bye week, a bye month, a bye year.
He's on hiatus.
He's on hiatus.
I have been told from No Names Please that till further notice.
Come on, Gibbs. You just got gifts last night at the radio dinner. You got some nice Bose headphones. You've got a lot of call. People respect you.
Well, some people do.
I respect you, Gibbs.
Thanks.
I respect you, Gibbs.
Hey. Wilhelm, sometimes you do.
No, like all the time. You don't respect me, bro. I
thought we had a really good thing going.
We did.
And I'm not sure what happened.
I guess I made a comment about Oprah, and everything changed thereafter.
Everything has changed for you, for sure.
Right.
Yes. Nobody.
I feel like you should have to get your man card back after that.
Pardon me?
I said bull.
Yeah, I bet you did. I'm sure you did. All right, we're on that note. We're going to go to the phone.
Hold on. Let's not go to the phone, Jack, because I had to dump it just in case.
Okay. We won't go there just yet.
Stand by if you're on the phones. We'll get to you here. I just got to amp it back up.
Way to go, Wilhelm.
What did I do?
Did you say something you shouldn't have?
No.
I'm not sure.
If you say it, you hear it on the stream. I'm just feeling very attacked right now.
Oprah. You have nobody to blame but yourself and Oprah.
I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. You guys want to bring the house on that now?
No.
No.
I love Clint Eastwood.
Does it get any more manly than Mad Max?
I'm talking about the movie.
Does it get any more manly than Mad Max?
Mad Max?
Clint Eastwood. Beyond
Thunderdome? Is that what you're talking about? isn't that Mel Gibson?
I don't know.
I definitely don't think Mad Max is.
I'm thinking.
No, Mad Max is definitely not.
It's not. Well, you know what it was? There's a new Mad Max.
He's in like the Good, the Bad
coming out. And it was a preview last night for American Soldier. And actually looks terrible. Hey, man. I never said I was a movie buff. I'm not RJ the movie critic, okay?
No, we all want to be RJ the movie critic.
We certainly do. All right, we're going to try this and go to the. After Matt Wilhelm has deflate-gated the second hour of this show with his love of Oprah. We're going to go to Anthony in Canton. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
Good, man.
Good.
Great. Okay, as far as Deflategate is concerned, the league should suspend Belichick for the whole offseason and the first six games of the regular season.
Come on.
Treat him just like a violation of the players, man, because he's really messing with the integrity of the game. That's my first point. My second point.
Do you care, though, that many former quarterbacks on many different teams have come out and said that everybody does that?
Look. look, you can spin it any way you want.
I'm not spinning it. I was just asking you if that mattered to you, that like Brad Johnson and Matt Leiner and other quarterbacks have come out and said they all doctor the balls.
No, it doesn't matter because this guy is cheating. This is his second time at the rodeo, and they have to send a strong message to him. He, Belichick, is not getting a message, okay? The second point, the hire of DeFilippo is a great hire. I'm a Youngstown native. I know for a fact that we have abundance of talent that comes out of Youngstown on a regular basis. And if this guy is given more than 2 to 3 years to develop, I think that the Cleveland Browns would be well on their way. And one other thing for you, Nathan.
Yes.
I think you got a man crush on Johnny, man.
Me?
Thank you. Yeah, I thank you for taking the call. You guys have a great day.
You're welcome.
You too. I concur.
I don't.
Let's bring down the house on you now.
Where did that come
from? Anthony had a great call up until then.
If you were going to accuse me of having a man crush on any rookie quarterback from last year's class.
Connor Shaw?
Theodore.
Theodore Bridgewater, man.
Theodore.
Yeah, I meant Cleveland Browns.
Come on. On the Browns?
Yes. We'll say rookie. Who's your man crush for
I don't have a
class?
Man crush.
I do love me some Connor Shaw.
I like Connor Shaw. I'm a big Crow fan. Obviously,
yes,
I'm a big Pierre Desir fan.
Yes, you are.
Joel Bitonio is a fine man.
You know what? And you go back to Anthony's call. I'll talk about point A is the NFL hasn't determined that that Bill Belichick is the culprit in the situation. But I know as we get to three questions with three-time Super Bowl Gerard Cherry later at the 2:30 mark of the show, I listened earlier to him and Greg Brenda on the Really Big Show, and we all know, and Gerard verified that everything that happens which is the Patriot way of doing things, to cross Bill Belichick's desk.
Yeah, and I would imagine that they could say that the ball guys were acting alone or whatever. It wouldn't take that long. All you'd have to do is have one of the ball guys.
You just have to pay him a
needle,
cash and not a check.
Have a needle.
You know
he just pops the needle for a second and it deflates for a second and then it goes down. Now, Goodyear, here's something. Goodyear experts explain the air pressure of a tire typically goes down 1 to 2 pounds for every 10 degrees of temperature change. So let's say they inflate the ball at 72 degrees and then by halftime it's 48. Maybe the ball naturally deflated. No, scientists are saying that is actually not possible. Boston College physics professor Michael J. Naughton ran the math. Says that the hold could not account for a 2 pound dip in pressure. That cannot be the issue in my mind. The only way it could have happened was if someone went in and stuck a needle in the ball and let 2/3 of the gas out, which means it's now up to the NFL to follow the chain of command, but no logical physics can explain the kind of pressure loss that they are talking about here in deflate.
Do you think good for the Patriots?
Yeah. Do you think that, does not sound good for the Patriots? Now, do you think there's any type of suspension or anything of that sort or ramifications prior to Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know what's
going to happen. Are you going to suspend Belichick for the Super Bowl?
No way. That would be ridiculous.
Come on.
That would be absolutely ridiculous.
Never going to happen. Sorry, I agree with
the caller. They might find him a draft
pick or something. I agree with that caller before. You won by 44. I'm sorry. The ball being deflated a little bit, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Everybody cheats. They might have got caught, get the hand slapped, whatever.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Amen.
That is in the words of the late, great Eddie Guerrero. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Viva La Raza, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, looks like Adam Kaplan in 15 minutes.
Nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That'll be good. We'll have to get – way to go, Gibbs. What a stud you are. All right, let's go to our man Chevy in New Jersey now. What's up, Chevy?
Guys, the only thing I wonder is with this show batting 1,000 like it does, are you guys going to be here as long as DeFilippo? That's the question I have. Don't leave us. But here's what I got to say about
that. Thank
you, Chevy. Sure. With the draft coming up, it's custom tailored to our needs at offensive guard, wide receiver, and tight end. Can you imagine what this guy's laying up dreaming about now? His play calling, 3 wide receiver set, you know, working with Johnny, getting him to make all the throws. Now Johnny's not going to be spread the ball type quarterback. He's going to be a drop back quarterback. And this guy, lastly, is from Ohio, and he is a play like a Brown, like no other guy they could have picked. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
And I think that's great. And what we hope is that if the offensive side of the football is the side of the ball that truly needs to get addressed and fixed, you know, leading with the quarterback, that John DeFilippo comes in here, and of course, to win these coaches and management over to get the job, he had to have a plan for the quarterback and a plan for the offense side of the football and what he hopes to do here in Cleveland. Let's just hope that Ray Farmer, you know, evaluates where John Filippo is coming from a need standpoint, and he, you know, can go get that addressed, you know, at guard or tackle, as well as wide receiver in the first round.
Absolutely. I still want to see a wide receiver. I think you could add another lineman, but I don't think that's necessary. You can get depth there because we got to see as well what happens with Michael Bowie, who we brought in from the Seattle Seahawks. But I think it has an opportunity to be a good offense. Again, quarterback still will be the key, and hopefully DeFilippo, who worked very well, Derek Carr in Oakland, can work his magic here with Johnny Manziel or whoever they bring in at the as a veteran to compete, because I know it will be somebody else, despite my supposed affinity for Johnny. I think I've been harsh on Johnny Manziel.
You have.
I've been happy at all with what he's
been
doing.
Well, once Johnny got his opportunity post-Buffalo, you've been extremely critical of Johnny.
Well, yeah,
he's
got
to
get.
But leading up to that point, I think all of us, the disruption that Brian Hoyer and contract talked, and then his play towards the latter end of the season, just brought up that question, and we all knew there was a change that needed to happen at the quarterback position. It just so happened that Johnny Manziel was the number two quarterback, and that's why he got his opportunity.
It is, and unfortunately, it fell on his face.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit. All right, we'll take a break, and soon we will have Adam Kaplan, NFL analyst, to be with us here to talk about John DeFilippo, what he expects, why he just tweeted out it is a home run hire for the Browns, and he also just tweeted out that he believes that he will have a three-year deal. Coordinator contracts typically 2 to 3 years. Kaplan just tweeting out DeFilippo will get a three-year deal according to a league source. So again, these are all rumors, speculation now, but we're just keeping you up to date here on the latest from Berea. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad moonwalking, and this here is our party.